Opponents of these dispensaries are, of course, applauding the ruling and the fact that they're shutting down. And they're saying, look, if you're a medical marijuana patient, you need to now begin growing your own plants, or you need to have a provider do so. How reasonable and realistic is that for that now to be the primary way for these tens of thousands of patients to now get their medical marijuana?
Well, the opposers of medical marijuana are probably not growers, nor are they medical marijuana patients. What problem that poses is it takes a while before you can actually get good at growing effective medical marijuana. Secondly, you have a lot of patients with skin diseases that can't be under this type of lighting. Now, what the opposers are saying is get a caregiver. Well, you know what? A lot of times them caregivers, they can't grow very good at medical marijuana either. Not only that, it's hard to find somebody that you actually trust.
When it comes to how dispensaries are now reacting, are there any that you see that are going to remain open and are going to be willing to face the potential legal situations that the city or county or state might bring them?
I'm going to assume yes, because they're still opening up around the state. We are the people. We voted it in. There's too many of us for them to be right. We are Americans. We're not North Koreans or any other communist country where three or four people can get their way, cheers, clap, along with 10 other opposers, and 80,000 people have to suffer because of these guys' opinion when they're not even growers. So, one, they don't know half the business. And secondly, they don't believe medical marijuana helps you. That's why people like Bill Schuette use up so much of our taxpayers' money and so much energy trying to stop this portion of everything else he should be worried about. He shouldn't even look at the medical marijuana business. My opinion, he should have looked at it and said, okay, how can the state make more money off of this as just charging people $100 for the renewal? Maybe charge the growers. Maybe make a licensing fee for the growers, a dispensing fee and a licensing fee that's not outrageous. That way the price doesn't go up on the patients. But they stated in the law it's not supposed to. It looks like in the law it's not supposed to be made as a money business, but come on, let's be real. Most of the people in this business are doing it for the money, but what they're finding out is in my opinion, is opening up a party store that only sold alcohol. That party store is probably not going to prosper as much as if it did a lot of other things. So realistically, my opinion, the opposers that are in charge should try to focus in on try to make money on this business. They weren't winning the war against marijuana in the beginning, let alone now you got your average common folks that are going to be jurors in court cases and, in my opinion, are going to be pissed off because they lost money, their aunts or uncles lost money, and they're going to say not guilty just because they can, just like they did in the OJ case, just like they did in the Casey Anthony case. You don't have to believe the prosecutor's evidence. Nothing will happen to you if you say not guilty. Nothing.
What about the medical marijuana exchange, which from what I don't know the exact details of how this works, but essentially it would be a business that would provide an intersection between the growers and patients, but would then presumably not make any profit from that. Is that something that some of these former dispensary owners might transfer into?
I think that was the Court of Appeals actually were. The reason why they got the case was it was a business set up similar to that. However you look at it, I'm getting the impression and the feeling that the Court of Appeals and Bill Schuette are trying to stop anything other than one grower, five patients. That just can't happen. That one grower can't provide for five patients effectively all the time. And what happens is the state says, if you're not satisfied with your grower, you can drop him, and he's got 15 days to actually leave his plants. You've got to remember, Michigan is a four-season state, and why that matters is because growing in the winter, you have to set your grow room up so it can handle the cold. And then it switches over to the summer. Now you have to switch your grow room over to handling hot conditions. Then there goes into what type of medication does your patient actually need in order to handle their symptoms. Some may need a sativa, which is a more of a uplifting, energetic medical marijuana, as opposed to an indica, where one might put you to sleep. Then there's indicas that have more CBDs. That's actually the part of the medical marijuana that has the painkiller in it. So realistically, having a shop where it's where you have at least a display, you've got qualified growers, legal qualified growers, going through a legal caregiver to basically disperse meds to their patients. That's how Hydro World is basically set up. The growers would get them legal through our shop and basically have our patients come in, have their patients come in and see us, and they would basically work through us, so we'd work like a unit in order to make the ball roll.
Finally, I know Hydro World is no longer selling medical marijuana. Are there any dispensaries left in Lansing doing so, and how long will it be, do you think, before medical marijuana is no longer available here in the capital city?
I believe it'll probably just pause out for a little bit, but if you look at the other cities and across the state, I mean across the country, you can pretty much see it just doesn't die out. So it's either going to go black market or there's going to be shops that just open back up and just take the chance and just start fighting it together.
Does another proposal need to be put on the ballot then that explicitly calls for dispensaries to exist?
Yes. You know what? They shouldn't call it dispensaries, in my opinion. They should call it alternative medicine, because realistically, medical marijuana has always been medicine. It's been medicine throughout the centuries. It's just right now the state is recognizing it as medicine, but it's always helped people.
Did you and your fellow business owners of medical marijuana businesses, did any of you see this coming?
Not at all. We were all trying to fight Proposal 4850, which along with other proposals that actually really, really hindered medical marijuana access to the patients. This was like a curveball from behind. So we're up at home plate ready to hit a grand slam, and then they actually threw the curveball from behind.
Danny Trevino, he's the owner of Hydro World right here in Lansing. Thank you for joining me, Danny.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.